Oh. I touched my gun.
I've been asked to talk about Shaivim. Shaivim, Shmois, Va'era, Vay, Bishalach, Yisrael, Mishpatim, Shaivim. Okay. They call it actually Shaivim Tat, which is Truman Tetzaba. Shaivim Tat. Of course, especially in this community, you know that it's all about Shmirat Einayim and Shmirat HaBrit, and for me to come here and talk to you about that would be superfluous. You know yourself what it is. And if you don't know by now, I don't know where you guys are davening. You must be davening in Ashkenazi shuls, all right?
All right, apparently...
Let's understand, Shovin, what is it? So I want to begin with a very interesting Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that when they ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Pasuk says, Vatipachno Eine Shnehem. Vatipachno Eine Shnehem. Says the Chassam Sofer, the words Vatipachno Eine Shnehem is redundant. It should have said Vatipachno Einehem. Their eyes opened up. It says they both ate Vatipachno, and it opened up Einehem, their eyes. Why does it have to say Eine Shnehem? The eyes of both of them. You hear the question? You know, in America, they teach you the best speakers short, the sweet, and to the point. So, my drush is over because I have to. No? Okay. The question is, it should have said short and sweet to the point, Vatipachna Eine Shnehem, and not Eine. I'm sorry, Vatipachna Einehem, and not Vatipachna Eine Shnehem. Says the Chassam Sofer that I could answer this with a Rambam in Moir Nevuchim. The Rambam in Moir Nevuchim Chelek Aleph Perik Bey says, man has physical evarim. What do you call it in English? Evarim?
Body parts.
Body parts. And the same is true in each body part, that there's the same a spiritual. A hand has a physical and it has a spiritual to the person. The eyes, for example, says the Rambam, there's two sets of eyes. There's the physical eyes, and then there's the spiritual eyes. And the Chassam Sofer explains that if somebody blinds his physical eyes, he covers it over, then his spiritual eyes will be able to see much better. Yeah. If you cover the physical, that will strengthen the spiritual.
How does it strengthen?
Because the spiritual needs that the physical is pure. When the physical one is pure, then the spiritual one gets activated. Okay. Vatipachna Eine Shneim. When they were in Gan Eden, the only eyes that worked were the spiritual ones. When they ate from the Eitz Hadas, the physical ones started to get. You ever see when a little chick comes out of a shell, and you see him like flickering his eyes, he's trying to open up to see? You know, that's what happened after Eitz Hadas. Yeah, after Eitz Hadas, the physical eyes started to flutter and open up. Hey. Hey. There's a whole world out there of enjoyment and tavot. Vatipachna Eine Shnehem, says the Chatam Sofer, their second set of eyes. Doesn't Vatipachna Eine and their eyes opened up? Their second set, Shnehem. The Shnehem. Says on some cipher. Interesting. Eh? That became activated. The Rambam actually says that this is the word vatipachnan. It says they saw. It says pikuach. You know what pikuach means? When something is always there and it gets activated to be able to see is called pikuach. For example, we find by Hagar that she drops Yishmael. Yishmael's ready to die from thirst. It says v'hinei ber basada. There was a well. But what happened? She never saw the well, but her eyes opened up and then she saw the well. The well was always there.
It's like a spiritual person.
She had to see it. So pikuach, the word vatipachna, is activated to be able to see something. The well was there. Vihine, the well was there. But what does she need? Pikuach einayim, that her eyes should be able to see it. The Rambam. That's the Rambam. The Rambam himself says the vatipachna means activated. Because it activated their physical. Now, what causes, you hear, that the physical should not be able to see what it's supposed to, I'm sorry, the spiritual shouldn't see what it's supposed to see? When you abuse the physical one, then the spiritual one becomes malfunctioned. And he says, that's pshat. Palge eini, this is in Drashas Chasam Sofer, palge eini, I'm sorry. Pal gimayim yardu eini al shleishamru imrasecha. My eyes, yeah, were dripping pal gimayim of water because they didn't keep the Torah or understand the Torah. Says the Chasam Sofer, why? Why is my eyes? How is that connected to Torah? Eyes and Torah. So he says the reason why my eyes don't see well Torah. Because I abuse my eyes. And my eyes need to be flushed out. So palge mayim, says the Chasam Sofer in the Drushes. I clean out my eyes with tears to flush them out. Yeah, in order I should be able to learn. Because of the way it was, I couldn't understand the learning properly. A lot of times people complain and say, I don't understand the Gemara. Maybe the problem is in the eyes, what the eyes saw before you learned the Gemara. Maybe it's in the brain, what the brain was filled up before you came to the Gemara. You understand? Okay, so let's repeat it. You asked me that I should do it the Sephardic style. Okay, so let's repeat. All right? Pshat. Oh, are you taking? Who's taking Rabbi Hecht? Yeah. So let's repeat. Let's repeat what, huh? Okay, and that is, man has spiritual evarim, spiritual. Man has physical. The spiritual evarim are located within the physical evarim, within the physical. In order for the spiritual to work, it needs that the physical is working cleanly and purely. So the minute my eyes are not pure, then the spiritual that's in them gets clogged, gets cataracts. You understand? There's physical cataracts and spiritual cataracts. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's the pshat, vatipachna einei shneihem. In Gan Eden, which eyes? Was only the spiritual eyes. Then it opened up and activated the physical eyes. And then the Chasam Sofer says, and that's why, how do I correct it? Pal gimayim, when I cry and I flush it out, then I'm able to learn Torah. Okay. There's another interesting Chasam Sofer which caught my eye, and that is, the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Chukas explains why in the Midbar there was no Rabbotah. Yeah, they didn't work in the Midbar. They got everything in Kolel's fashion style, right? It all came in government program from heaven. Food stamps straight from not Uncle Sam, but from Shemayim, Uncle Shemayim, not Sammy, but Shemayim. Spell Sammy right, you get Shemayim, right? Why? Says the Chassam Sofer, because if their minds and eyes would be busy in Rabota, you couldn't be busy with Torah. Again, there's a time and a place for Rabota, no question about it. And if Rabota is done only for Torah, then the mind and the eyes that are being used are being used properly. But if it's not, if it's for to achieve more and more, so I'm using my physical eyes, ears, brain for chol, that same brain and eyes and ears, says the Chassam Sofer, cannot learn Torah. It's not going to catch what it's supposed to. Can I, let me tell you, to me this was a tremendous chidush. Because I understood if a person sees things he shouldn't see, he sees bad images. Yeah, but if a guy is working, so he's working. Okay, he's overworking. He's busy with Olam Hazeh. So what? So self is learning, and even if it's just filled with Olam Hazeh, the brain can't. And it explains a lot, you should know. It explains a lot. Why does it explain a lot? You see people who are involved in work. They don't do aveiros. They can't sit and learn. It's very hard for them to learn when they're busy working all day. So we think it's the distractions. It's saying something else. It just doesn't click. That's what I saw from the Chassam Sofer. To me, and Rav Nissan, we're gonna write this over properly because it's a very interesting Chassam Sofer. I can't even tell you how interesting the Chassam Sofer is to me. I always understood that if the eyes are seeing dirt, filth, so then it's blinded to see Torah. He's saying something even deeper than that. If the eyes are not involved in Kedusha, it's involved in Chol. It doesn't work, he says. This is a Chassam Sofer in Parshas Chukas, and he says that's why in the Midbar, the door that was Mekabel the Torah had to be strictly Torah, Torah, Hashem, Hashem, Torah, Torah, Hashem, Hashem. I'll tell you another Chassam Sofer that I saw last night, and that is in Taras Maisha, Parshas Baloischa, page Lamed Zayin, he says a very interesting Chiddush. He discusses why the menorah had to be lit, that all of them, the lights towards the middle.
Where is this?
This is in Parshas Baloischa, page Lamed Zayin, the Chassam Sofer. El Mul Pnei HaMenorah.
Like all the wicks were facing.
Facing the middle. So he says an interest. When I see it, I'm going, wow, it's such a unique pshat. I never saw something like this before. So the world explains because the seven Neros, the seven, eight is only Chanukah, and the Beit HaMikdash is the seven wisdoms of the world. It represents the different seven wisdoms. And all of them have to be towards the middle one, which is for, middle one is Torah. So if they're all facing for the sake of Torah, that's what the world says. It's a famous pshat. My grandfather in his Sefer Metzach Aharon discusses this in great length, this topic. That the seven wisdoms have to be not away from the Torah, but what?
Towards
the Torah. Chassam Sofer says something completely different. He says it didn't light strongly because the room would get less light this way, right? If you push them towards the middle one, if you want light, so you give the candles facing out. Hashem wanted that the room should be darkened. Hashem wanted the room should be darkened. Because Aaron HaKohen had to darken this world to see the light of the menorah, which represents the light of Torah.
What's that like?
Hashem wanted that the room should dark. Lachshich.
Why?
In order that when he looks at the light of the menorah, which represents the Torah, it should be that the world around them is dark.
That's the only thing that's going on for him.
That's the only thing that's going on for him.
That's sick.
Yeah. And it's different because I'm sorry. They asked me, how do I do it that I stay up, throughout the come out most of the night And the answer is, with some cipher like this, what do you expect?
How do you go to sleep?
How do you go to sleep? What do you want in my life? They say over a story for Rav Shach. He was once learning with a chavrusa. And he asked the chavrusa a question. He was learning with somebody, Talmud Chacham. Kids, at 2:30 in the morning, yeah, he knocks on the guy's door. The guy was sleeping. See, he came running. Maybe something happened to Rav Shach. Maybe he has to help something. He opens the door. Rav Shach tells him, you have to go. Rav Shach tells him, I came to give you an answer to the question you asked me. See, he looks and he goes, it's 2:30 in the morning. I'm sleeping. Rav Shach goes, what? You had this question, you went to sleep? How could you, he says, you know, I can't live with you ever again. This is your
knock. Oh my God. Oh, yeah.
It's a famous story. It's a famous story. You heard the story, Mr. Talman. He said, this is Havru. You're sleeping at 2:30 in the morning. What are you doing? It's with a Chasam Sofer like this. What do you expect? So we have a tremendous lesson. People think, like I said, that if they keep their eyes clean, that's good enough. No, it's more than that. They have to keep their eyes, not only Sheval Tasa, but it has to be Kum Vasei to do Ruchni's dicker things with the eyes, in order for the eyes, and do Ruchni's things with the brain.
Yeah, what does Torah mean? Only the books? Or
it's everything. Anything in Torah. The idea of Godless of Torah. If a person wants to acquire Torah, his mind needs to be clean. You can't write on a dirty piece of paper. Now, dirty could be dirty. It's sometimes not dirty. It's just written with other things. So you can't write on it. Okay. Let me show you how I saw the Hafla says this point. Now, he bases on Psukim, maybe a different time we read the Psukim inside. The Hafla in the introduction. Now, who is the Hafla? He's the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer. The Hafla was the Rebbe of the Chasam. So in his Akdam of his book, he writes, why is it that a child learns all the Torah in the mother's stomach? Says the based on this Rambam and Moreh Nevuchim.
Nothing else going on.
Okay. Well, because the Torah left, that's it.
He doesn't see the outside world. And that's the place to learn all the Torah.
It means that he's being taught a lesson. This is in the future. This, if you want to learn Torah.
If you want to add to the flaw, you could add that. He even says something very interesting. He says the Gemara says that a baby inside the stomach sees misofa oilam vatsofa oilam. He's able to see through the world.
Oh, he's still not blinded.
That's what he's saying. He's saying this vart, that he sees through the world, which means that the world isn't, he not sees before and after. He doesn't, the world itself, he sees right through it. And that's how you can learn Torah. That's what the Hafla says. Okay. With this, I want to tell you over a beautiful story. Yeah. A beautiful story. Now, yesterday I mentioned to you that Chametz represents Yetzirah. The Chasam Sofer explains that that's why there's an Isser Bal Yirah and Bal Yematze. Why is there Isser Bal Yirah, Bal Yematze? And the answer is because it's all in the eye. Yetzirah begins with the eye. So therefore, by Chametz, it's Bal Yirah and Bal Yematze. First, see, because that's how it starts. So we give you the Isur, is to get rid of the Chametz, not to see the Chametz. Now I want to tell you something interesting. This week's parasha we find, yeah, that there was a Makkah called Choshech, darkness. Why? And it's interesting, while the Makkah of Choshech was going on, it says that the Jewish people, L'chol b'nei Yisrael, ha'ya'or b'mayishvaysam, there was light, or b'mayishvaysam, there was light. Why? So the Medrash HaGadol says it was done on purpose. Why? Mida keneged mida. They used to make the Jews dance with candles on their head. You remember the Medrash? It's a Medrash HaGadol, right? And they used to laugh, say, oh, okay, so you'll have darkness and they'll have light. They used to ridicule the Jews. That's what the Medrash HaGadol says. But the Medrash HaGadol actually says a little bit more. Medrash HaGadol says it's symbolic. Goyim live in the dark. Jews live in a world of light. Goyim live in a world of dark. Jews live in a world of light in the darkness. The Medrash says that as a Jew would walk into the Mitzri's house, he had light. So is it light or is it dark? Which one is it? And the answer is, there's a physical and a spiritual. To see light in physical dark, it's possible. Because the eyes are working. The spiritual eyes are working. Or is a ruah latzadik. Or is a ruah latzadik. Or yishrei leiv simcha. Chanukah is such a beautiful yontem. What's Chanukah? It's dark. The light of Tyro is light and dark. That's what it is. It's light, light, menorah, and dark. The world has to be dark around you, meaning you need to look at the world and understand that the world is choshech. So I want to show you something interesting.
That's the connection to Shulvi?
Yes.
Is Tzadik Yisrael then?
Maybe. You could do that. Tzadik Yisrael Eilam, right, Briz? I'll tell you the truth. Let me tell you the truth. Pgama Brit, I have no question about it, comes from Choshech. It comes from a very dark place. The Stipler speaks that if someone is depressed, that's going to cause problems in Pgama Brit. It's a direct correlation. He has a whole book, and he wrote it together with a psychologist. You know about that book from the Stipler, right?
I heard about it. I've never seen it, though.
Yeah, yeah. He wrote it together with a psychologist that all these sexual issues come from unhappiness.
Another person's unhappiness lies in problems with that.
Huh?
Is it possible a person can be unhappy and he won't have problems with these things? Is that possible?
It's possible. I mean, listen, everybody has his, there's always things, but it's true. This is, and that's why the more they're busy with that in the outside world, the more depression, the more unhappiness. It goes hand in hand. Oir and Chayshech. Oir and Chayshech. When there's Chayshech, you can't have Oir. It goes hand in hand. So Oir Zeruah LaTzadik. And that's the opposite of what? It's Tzadik Yisait, right? That's the whole together. And the Torah is the one that's Megan. And that's what the Rambam always speaks. The Rambam always speaks that Yone Bris and everything, how do you take that away? With Torah.
Rambam?
The Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Yisurei Bia. The Rambam at the end of Nashim. She'ein machsheves harayis misgaberes el b'leiv panui. When the heart is empty of Torah, then this comes. You understand? Then this comes. This is connected. I want to tell you something interesting. So this is L'chol b'nei Yisrael hoya ar b'may shvaysam. There's a beautiful story. There's a beautiful story. Reb Mordechai Pergamansky, he was one of the big Telzer tzaddikim that everybody talked about, the Telzer tzaddikim, right? So he said over a story that there was once a guy that was taken into a museum, and they start showing him beautiful paintings. Picasso, what's the other one?
Van Gogh,
what's the other guy's name?
Michelangelo.
Huh? It was the angel of Chaim, the angel of Mavis, Michelangelo. All right? The kids are all these yeah, okay. What's his name?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Like he's an Inchi, I mean he's a small person, the Inchi. All right. Kids, so they show him the painting, he looks at it, and he goes, ugh. Okay, maybe he just doesn't like this painting. Show him another painting, ugh, it's green, it's ugly, ugh, the colors are off. Show him another, after a while, he's like, wow, you can't, and this guy was supposed to be a dealer, he was a dealer with paintings. All of a sudden, he looks and he goes, hey, can I see your glasses? That's the answer. See on your glasses? There was leftover from breakfast, puttermilk. Now, in Europe, there was something called puttermilk, buttermilk. It was half-spoiled milk. So it was green. So what do you expect? If the glasses, I mentioned this to you, if the glasses, what do you expect to see? This is the idea of the Einayim. When the Einayim are not pure, how do you expect to see the beauty of Torah? What do you want supposed to happen? You got cataracts. What do you expect to see? Now, many people think, I just told you a chiddush, that it's not only Kedushas Einayim of Demar Tmeyim, it's not only Kedushas Einayim of Divrei Chayil, like the Chassam Sofer says. But how about Einayim which are full of kina and sina? What does that do to you?
Has to be bad.
My Zaydi always used to say in Slabatka, they were busy telling that just like this is Metama the Einayim, this is also Metama the Einayim. Also, people think, yeah, as long as I don't look at bad pictures, yeah, but when you come to shul, you look at the other guy, you look with Sinat Chinam, you look at bad things about people. What do you think, your eyes are good? What, those eyes are, yeah, good. You're the same issue of bad eyes, and bad eyes doesn't see Torah. So I want to tell you where in the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov this is found, okay? You know, Bilam was an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. I don't know if you know that. Are you aware? Who were the two biggest Talmidei Chachamim in the Dor HaMidbar? Moshe and Bilam. Those were the two biggest Talmidei Chachamim. Bilam, even B'nevuah, was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Like come be Yisrael Kemaisha, Avul Ba'umas Ailam come. He was just the Gemara Baba Basra says, Maisha Kasav Sifrai is Sefer Bilam. Which means that just like when Maisha spoke, it turned into Torah. Bilam, when he spoke, was Torah. Everything Bilam said. Oh yes, tell me something. Every morning when you wake up, you say, Matayvu, Ayalecha, Yaakov, Mishkan Isecha, Yisrael. Who said that?
Bilam.
Bilam. Many Achrayim say that when Bilam spoke, it became Torah. And Moshe had to go and rewrite it to be Mekadesh. Otherwise, it would remain Tamei. But he was a Koyach HaTorah. He was a tremendous Koyach HaTorah. Yeah. Lemaisa. How does Bilam, the guy who lives with his Chamor, have Torah, have Nevuah? How does such a thing happen? So there's a beautiful pshat from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Beautiful, beautiful. Mayridik pshat. Mayridik. Unbelievable. Bilam had an ayin ra. If you notice, right, Sfaradim love the ayin ra. You have the keychain, ayin ra. Okay. The question is, why is it ayin ra? One. Tell me, a guy only has one bad eye? Stomach has two. I don't know. What's wrong with having two bad eyes? Was it Ayin Ra has to be one? So the truth is, it's invented by a very, very great Rasha. His name was Bilam, and he only had one eye. Bilam was blind on one eye. Bilam is your pirate. You ever see a pirate? Yeah. I wonder if he had a pegged foot. That'd be an interesting question. With a hook on his arm. Yeah. Okay. So Bilam was a pirate, you hear? He had a blind eye, right? Now, it's an interesting thing. The Medrash says, on the Pasuk, Ani Agever Shetum HaAyin. What does Shetum HaAyin mean? Shetum HaAyin simply means that he's patched, blind. He doesn't see on one eye. The Targum translates Shetum HaAyin to Shaper Chazi. I see good. Says the Baal Shem, it's the exact opposite of what the Pasuk means. What do you mean? Shumai means he had one bad eye, he was blind. So how could you say that he saw good? So the answer is, says the Baal Shem Tov, that bad eye that didn't see, that didn't work, that was his good eye. That was the good part of him. His blind eye, because Hashem was able to go Nevuah, and he was able to learn Torah through that blind eye. Because he shut off.
Oh my God.
The physical, and that became his only good eye, his spiritual eye. Ani hagever shetum ayin. Yeah. In order to see, could be that was the lesson of Makat Choshech. Choshech was supposed to teach a Jew that if he's going to be busy with the Choshech, you won't see anything. in order for the nisip and the float, you have to be able to see things ruchnis. You have to be able, in order to leave Mitzrayim, they had to do a Karm Pesach. I don't know if you read. They were getting ready for big spiritual things. Tell me something. Yeah. You know, what was the most delicious meal? Lamb. Tell me. The Karban Pesach, what was that? Lamb chops. And not just, you had to eat it and broil it and delicious. It was like
shawarma.
Unbelievable, yeah? How many people sat at the Pesach Seder, yeah, and ate the meal? And they said, whoa, this is a feast. This is together with the Streitz matzahs and together with the macaroons, right? Right, and the delicious cranberry chmara, delicious, right? It's a Thanksgiving meal, unbelievable, right? They needed to take that physical meal and eat it ruchnis, completely spiritual. They needed lessons in Or and Chayshach. They needed a big lesson of Or and Chayshach. In order for the physical, you have to blind the physical. You had to be Machshach. It had to be Or. It had to be light. So this is a tremendous lesson in Shaivavim. And that is, you hear? Shaivavim is the time for cleanup. We're doing a cleaning job. So what do you have to clean up? First, you have to clean up your intellect. You gotta do a cleanup. And then you gotta take the cleanup and the backup. You know, every hose has a backup. Gotta clean it out completely. Yeah? You know, I was, because I'm rushing for time, I was thinking of an interesting thing. When is the most important hour of the day to learn? What is the...
Between the night and the day, that
hour? The Rambam says that you're supposed to learn by night. In other words, in Halach, it's brought to Mechaber Yoyim V'Layla in learning. What is all that about? And the answer is, could be Kipshutai. The Gemara says that night was created for learning. It was created for that. Because night is dark, nothing else going on, right?
Wow. No.
Right? The night laughs. The night laughs. Why is everyone laughing? But the way I would learn, the way I would explain, with this Chassam Soif, when it's Choshech Bachutz, and you darken the world, that's the time to learn. And what is the Yisoid of Torah? L'chaber Yoyim V'Layla. It's to take the day and the night.
The world and the...
The world. It's to be mechaber both of them. That's the time. Torah is supposed to take day and night and create one entity out of it. Torah. The day is the time of doing and coming and sitting and standing. The night is the time of learning. The trick is to lechaber yoyim v'layla, to connect it together with Torah. A person who learns Torah lives in this world. He lives in this world. But he lives, right? What's the lashon of the pasuk? The lashon of the pasuk over there is Kimei Hashemayim al Haaretz. Kimei Hashemayim al Haaretz, right? Remember the lashon of the pasuk? Hasidic literature translates it. Yimei Hashemayim is heavenly days. You got to bring them al Haaretz on this world. You got to make this world a heavenly experience. A heavenly experience. So this, I think, would be a tremendous lesson for Shaivavim. I, like I said, I have still another minute. You know, people don't realize what is the makar for the clean eye, for having a Yosef. Yosef was tzaddik, right? The Gemara says, Ha'ayin shlo yiratzo lizayin, the eye that did not want to take sustenance or enjoy from something that didn't belong to him, which is the wife of Potiphar. That's where we know the clean eye, Shmirat Einayim, right? Why is the language of the Gemara, Ha'ayin Shleirotz Alizayin, which means I don't want to steal or take. Just say you're not allowed to see dirt. It's a different. The lash in the Gemara is. I spoke to many Gedolei Yisrael, many great rabbis. I spoke to. It doesn't say ha'ayin that didn't want to see a dirty thing. The ayin that didn't want to take from somebody else. It's connected. Clean is clean in midot also. Clean means clean ben adam l'chavero. When the ben adam l'chavero is clean, then the arayit is also clean. It's the same thing. Yeah, Rav Nissan, you'll teach it to the Olam. Ha'ayin shloi rotz. Don't say ayin that didn't want to see the dirty pictures. It's not what it says. The man who didn't want to take what's not his, to enjoy something that didn't belong to him, belonged to somebody else. That's Shmirat Einayim. That's also Shmirat Einayim. Yeah? Shmirat Einayim is to watch your eyes. A.
The eye in general.
In general. Shmirat Einayim. And then when the Einayim are, then you could see Torah and beautiful, and it's a beautiful book. Okay, we'll stop over here. Nissan Yarana? Moyudik, no? Moyudik, great.
Was it recording?
No, we have the voice.
He has the voice.